Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Broverwatch podcast. My name is Adam Cook, and as always, I am joined by a boy taking a drink, Calder Amos Wood. Calder, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Having a good time. New season of Overwatch competitive has started, and we're not doing too bad.
No.
Not horrible.
I'm at 1850.
We had still one. Trash. We had one bad day.
Yesterday wasn't great.
Yesterday was pretty good.
What you mean?
No, I mean Saturday, or whenever we played last. When it was just you, me, and Jaden.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. But you know, we'll get back up.
We placed well, and then we lost 4 games, and that dropped us by 100.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yesterday was pretty good. I'm pretty sure we went 4-2.
Oh, I was still down.
Or 6-3?
I was still down.
How?
I don't know.
How?
I don't know.
I think it just knows that you're bad. Anyway, probably. Everybody, thank you for joining us once again for this podcast. I believe this is actually episode 40. I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure this is episode 40.
Let me fact check you like I always have to do.
Anyway, 40 episodes is a big boy number, the big 4-0. That means pretty much halfway to death.
That's when your dad starts having his midlife crisis.
Yeah, man. So, thank you for joining us once again. We hope you enjoy your time. We've got a decent amount of news
this
today.
This is sad.
Is it 39?
Yeah.
Guys, there's nothing special about this episode. This episode is just another one of them. There's nothing.
If you're listening, the rest is going to be blank, just nothing, because we're so disappointed. But we want it to look like we put it a full episode.
Yeah.
So listening.
we know our viewer retention is not awesome all the time. This one is going to be the worst of it.
Mm-hmm.
They're already gone.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, let's get back. Let's get jump into the news. We've got a lot of team news today.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of teams actually released their branding, and it was pretty exciting. I much liked a lot of how these teams did it rather than how Toronto did it.
Yeah. Well, Paris kind of did the same announcement thing as Toronto, where they had some guy up there, and you're like, hey, we've got 8 countdowns for you.
Yeah, that I didn't like very much.
So the first to announce, I believe, was Paris, and they're the Paris Eternal. Their symbol is a rooster. And their colors are blue and red. We have more blue, but they have a little gold. I wish the gold was a little more pronounced.
I'm glad with the type of blue they went, though.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like a faded metallic kind of looking blue.
Mm-hmm. And on the skins, it looks like they have 2 tones of blue, actually.
Yeah. They've got kind of like a darker navy as well as the brighter other one.
It's I like the skins. They're nothing special.
Probably they're pretty good. As far as Paris Eternal goes, decent name.
Yeah.
I like the logo. It's just, it's cool because it's the infinity symbol, but it's also a rooster, which is, apparently Paris is an animal.
Yeah, they're really, I don't know.
But,
weird thing.
I don't know.
It's good. I'm not like, oh, whoa, that's really cool.
Yeah.
You know?
With Houston Outlaws.
It's better than one of these that we're going to talk about today.
It is better than one of these, which is this next one.
No, it's not the next one I was going to talk about. I was going to talk about the Chengdu Hunters.
You don't like Chengdu?
No, I do.
Okay.
I don't like the charge, really, at all.
Well, that's why I was trying to segue, and then you went, no.
But I didn't want to do that one next because I didn't open that tab yet.
Although here's the thing, We should have ended on a high note, but oh well. Chengdu's logo looks really cool. It's very Seoul Dynasty-esque, except I honestly like this one better.
I like the lettering, too, a lot more.
Oh, the T in Hunters is a sword. Yeah, it's nice and bold. The skins are
kind of... It's kind of like the yellow that you wish Florida Mayhem went with.
Yeah. It's a good orange, but there's none of that in the logo. That's my issue.
Except for the
word Chengdu, yeah.
Which kind of seems weird, but...
Here's what I think. Swap the gold and the orange.
And then you're just going to have gold boys?
Yeah, just have your main color be gold. No one's done that. There's a lot of teams that have done gold secondary or gold third andary, but no one's done... Like, honestly, and this is like a really cool type of gold. It's kind of like a... It's more of like a faded brass. But like, it's... Like,
it hurts.
Like, Tracer's shirt looks really cool. That's a cool-looking gold. If that was the main color, that would be so cool. I just think the orange-ish yellow kind of like...
It's a little much.
It's very... Because they've got like a faded dark gray and then this like faded gold and they like match really well and look cool. And then it's like this really bright like Overwatch League orange.
Yeah, it's
fine.
Weird.
It's fine.
We'll get used to it, but it's still weird.
I wouldn't be surprised if they were like, yeah, we want it to be more gold and black. And then like Blizzard was like, that we won't be able to see you enough. We need like a color.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if that was a thing. But anyway, they're awesome logo. Good name. People are making jokes about how pandas are in danger and they have the name The Hunter. But
makes sense.
It's funny. It's cool.
Then we've got the GC Charge, which haven't gotten an official post on the Overwatch League website. They also did this video with a hand, which was kind of creepy.
Yeah, it was a little weird.
It
was like, this is my hand. And I'm like, cool.
Yeah.
But this, there are many like it, but this one is mine.
Like, yeah, it's like, but, okay.
It's a little goofy, but.
And then their logo is just a G and a Z.
Yeah.
And, actually, I kind of like it now because I noticed there's lightning down the middle.
Yeah. They're using that negative space.
But still, it's just kind of like...
Here's the thing. The first thing I think when I look at this is blue Gatorade.
That makes no sense at all.
Yes, because the Gatorade logo is the lightning bolt, and it's blue. It's charge. They talk about how, like, charges you up.
Are electrolytes real?
I mean...
Can we confirm that electrolytes are real? There's electricity charging this light.
No, electrolytes.
So yeah, all three of those are like pretty good. Actually, no, two of them are good.
Oh, here's if you click on the link in that tweet from the Overwatch Observer, like at the top of their page, you can see the skins. And the skins are very underwhelming. They're blue on
this blue. Really just reinforces my Gatorade point.
Is it because Hanzo's got a little bottle next to him?
Here, let me try something. You keep talking about them.
The blue on blue is kind of like... It's like looking at something... It's not unpleasant, but it's not pleasant. You're just kind of like, oh, that's there. I don't want to see this. I never have wanted to see this. I've never thought that if you put blue on blue as colors on a team, that'd be good. They need some sort of actual pop of color.
There's too much blue is the main thing.
It's just so much blue.
There's so much.
I'm a fan of blue. I'm a blue fan. I'm blue dabudidabudai. I think it's if I was green, I would die, but...
All right, everybody look at my screen right now.
Okay. I'm just kind of disappointed.
Do you see this? Do Do you see this?
I can't see it.
No, not you. You can't see it.
Oh, I just closed the document.
You're telling me, look at this. G, lightning bolt. G, lightning bolt. Blue bolt. It even says blue bolt is the name of the flavor.
All right. I thought it was called blue.
Ah, it's called blue bolt. It's very Gatorade-esque.
Hopefully.
So.
We get some good skins from the newest teams. Did the other Chinese team announce already? Hangzhou?
No. And neither is Vancouver. And or DC.
So we've got three left. Hopefully Vancouver and DC kind of go off like the beaten trail, you know?
I'm hoping that there's a rumor that Vancouver is going to be green, which would be kind of cool because there's not much green.
Yeah, I want a little green.
But here's the thing. You know where that rumor came from? They changed their Twitter banner color to green.
That's not a reliable rumor.
No, it's not at all.
The intern accidentally changed the banner.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's move on. Colors aren't that special. Patch 1.30 is out. And oh doggy, are there a bunch of updates and things that will be affecting the game. Number one, there's a new character, Ash.
Why are you going all out of order? We'll just go through it. You put a link to a video.
I didn't open that.
Open it. We're going to... Okay, well, let's go through this thing you linked.
Because
you did link it.
Oh, see, link another time. Make yourself sound smart.
Link to the past.
Go, talk.
Roadhog, chain hook buff. Delay before pulling targets decreased from 0.5 to 0.3. Let's see the difference. So it just takes a shorter amount of time to pull them, for the chain to pull them to you. It's a shorter pull time, pretty much.
Yeah. And?
So that's the first thing. It now reduces the hooked target's momentum greatly. So instead of... Pretty much this will lessen the chance of the hook breaking its connection when people are running behind walls.
Yeah. Next, the cooldown begins immediately after it's used. So by the time you hook someone in, you'll be at about six or seven seconds left.
Yeah.
Which gives you a lot of time to hook again.
Mm-hmm.
The spread pattern was adjusted.
Good. I think they just made it less random.
Yeah. Well, they also say that they reduced randomization.
Oh, so that's a different 50%. Thing. Never mind it.
What's next? Knockback velocity reduced from 25% and initial launch removed. I don't really know what that means. Oh, it's because before he'd pop it, and then you go poo, but now you don't go poo anymore.
You don't go poo anymore.
You don't go poo poo.
Reaper's Hellfire shotgun got a buff. The spread of the shotgun has been adjusted. I think it's just more rounded.
Mm-hmm. And reduced randomization.
Yeah, randomization also reduced, which is also good, so that it's, I don't know, consistent. The best patches are the ones that just make things more consistent, but they also make you think, why wasn't it like that before?
Yeah.
But, oh well. Lifesteal increased from 20% to 30%.
So Reaper will get, he'll get more health back when he's
shooting peeps.
Shooting the boys.
Oh yeah.
Symmetra also got a buff on her photon beam, which is the Zarya-like beam she shoots if you've never played Symmetra. It charges 20% faster, so when you're shooting at a shield, you'll be able to break down that shield a little faster.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of, that's actually a pretty big buff.
Yeah.
If people actually knew how to use her. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Mercy also got a Leal ultimate buff,
That's a pretty decent ultimate buff.
Yeah. They increased the healing per second from 50 to 60, and they also made it cost 15% less.
Made Valkyrie cost 15% less?
Yeah. What other ultimate does she have? Exactly.
They also added a brand new character, everybody. They added...
Oh, there was one more thing.
Oh. Sorry, they made jump heights consistent. So everybody jumps the same.
Mm-hmm. Which I kind of noticed they didn't, but I wasn't like, oh. So I wonder who they made it consistent to.
I did see a clip of on Junkertown, there's like this when you're pushing under that first bridge outside. Mm-hmm. And then there's kind of like the staircase on the right side. There's a there's kind of like a ledge that if you were Tracer, you could just like run up to and jump onto. But Roadhog, if you went up to it, you couldn't get on it. You'd have to like kind of go around a little bit. But now neither of them can get up.
Hmm. Interesting.
So,
I guess they decreased it for smaller kids.
I wouldn't be surprised if they increased it a little bit for Roadhog too. I think they just like found the average and put it there.
Yeah. I guess that'd be like a soldier, probably.
Yeah.
I guess he'd probably be around the average jump height.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also this new girl.
He's got a
new girl in town.
He's got a big boy with her.
Ash.
Ash isn't the boy.
Well, are we sure that Bob's a male Omnic?
I mean, it is boy. Bob, boy. Have you met a girl named Bob?
Bobita.
That's Bob-a-lean? Not what I didn't ask. I didn't ask if you've met someone named Bobita. I asked if you've met someone named Bob.
She went by Bob, Boblet for short.
Boblet?
Yeah. I played her today, and she seems decently easy to hit targets with, which is kind of weird because I'm not really great at hit scan. But I was hitting a couple shots.
I feel like she's an easy to play, hard to master kind of gal. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It was hard for me to shoot the dynamite out of the air. But the dynamite is it's big. Very big.
I think, here's the thing. And two hitbox things about her. Dynamite this big, I think its hitbox is like this. Because they're like, we're not going to make you pinpoint shoot it.
Yeah.
Like, there were points where I threw it and then just went, yeah, and I hit it. And I was like, there's no way I hit that. But then also there's a clip of, since her hat is like this big.
Her head hitbox is that big.
If you shoot her here on her hat, it's a headshot. But also if you shoot her here, it's a headshot. Because they just kind of made it a box. So it's like...
Kind of, yeah.
It's kind of a yikes. I hope they fix that. They might have already fixed it. I'm not sure, but...
You don't really die if you get shot in the hat, so...
You also don't get headshot. You also don't get shot if they miss. You don't die if they miss. So...
That's also true. I think we should be in the army.
With our expertise on headshots. Boys, wear a hat because you won't die. Also, make sure they miss you, because you won't die.
There we go. Now run out there.
Now just run.
Just run.
Just run. No, run with your hat. That's all you need.
Yeah.
Now the esports awards happened. First of all, absolute garbage shoot of an event. They hired Deji, aka Comedy Shorts Gamer.
A.K.A. KSI's brother, A.K.A. the guy that got beat up by Jake Paul.
And here's what he did. He did this funny joke of saying, Epic Games won, waiting for the guy to stand up and start walking to accept his award, and then went, just kidding, that was a joke. And he had to say that multiple times because people were already cheering, and then he said it was actually Blizzard, and then nobody cheered because they were like, why the heck did he do that? And the Blizzard guys were clearly uncomfortable. One, dick move. Two,
stupid.
Not funny. Like, what's funny about it? Like, we're laughing now because of how how is it funny? He says it's a joke. Jokes are funny. But he literally went, this person won. No, guys, this other person won. Was it a reference to the Oscars flub from 2 years ago?
Yeah, it's, you see that and you're like, oh, no one laughed after that.
No.
No one was like, oh, that's a funny little quirky coinky dink about this Oscars.
He should change his name to Shorts Gamer. Because there's no comedy there.
Or he should change his name to Dummy.
Anyway, that was just absolute cringe. He also, like, called out Twitch for illegally streaming their fight. And I'm like, one, anyone who paid for that is dumb anyway. Two, what, they're going to ban the 50,000 people who are trying to friggin' stream that fight? Also, you didn't win, so. Anyway, apart from Deji being dumb and the whole thing being kind of cringe, because literally, I guess we'll mention this first. Jacob Wolf won,
Journalist of the Year.
Yeah. So good for him, because he does some Overwatch journalism stuff. But during his acceptance speech, you can barely hear him, just because everyone in the room is talking. So that was another cringe about it. Just everyone talked through every award. Also,
yeah, they really didn't mix the sound good at all.
No, and they just weren't, I don't know, respectful about it, which we'll get into a little bit later, but like...
Yeah.
And
it's kind of, and the awards were kind of a train wreck.
They were kind of a train wreck, which I don't know what we expected, but also...
I'd like something that's involved with this, like esports, not to be a train wreck every once in a while.
Yeah.
Like the halftime show at the grand finals. Just do better.
That was the opening show.
No. DJ Khaled was halftime, wasn't he?
Was he? No, I'm pretty sure he opened, because we didn't see him live.
Yeah, we did.
No, we didn't. We watched clips afterwards.
Oh, yeah, we did. It was opening. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But also, Monty freaking said, I forget what he said.
It was just like, I don't know. It was something stupid.
He just said something about DJ Khaled being absolute trash. Anyway, also, he didn't win. Ninja won Esports Personality of the Year. Let me say this. Ninja, very successful. All the power to him. He's not an esports personality, I'm sorry.
No. Someone that's on an esports team, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
Is he on an esports team?
And here's the thing. Guess who came in second? Golden Boy. Guess who came in third? Who was it? Who came in third? It was another one of the Overwatch boys.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was Chris Puckett.
Oh, yeah. They're in completely different categories.
It's two people. It's a guy who presents. It's two guys who host and present esports events, and then a guy who streams.
Yeah.
Maybe Streamer of the Year, which he did win. He did win that. So.
XQC.
XQC, right. I won it. There's a clip on his stream where he's like, guys, don't worry. I won the XQC Esports Award for Best Streamer. No, I got it. Okay. Anyway. We did win. We did win Esports Game of the Year.
Yes. And we did win. What was the other one?
Esports Live of the Year. Yeah. Here's the thing. Didn't expect to win that one.
No. But, I mean, I think it was just kind of like people outside of esports were talking about it. No one outside of esports really talks about the NLCS.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's basically...
I do think they talked about Worlds, though, because Worlds this year was huge. They got, like, the most viewership Worlds has ever gotten or something like
really mainstream sports people. Like, Bill Simmons didn't mention Worlds, but he mentioned Overwatch League thing that happened in Barclays.
That's true.
So I think it was just because it was on a different level and it reached a different level then.
You know why I think that?
Why?
Because Worlds always... I'm pretty sure Worlds always happens in Korea.
Yeah.
And honestly, if League of Legends Worlds happened like in, I don't know, LA or New York, then it would probably be a bigger thing. But
this is probably the biggest esports event that's ever happened in North America.
I'm not going to agree or disagree because I don't have the stats on that, but maybe.
Or like the most widely known.
Okay, yeah, maybe. And what pisses me off is everyone in the Twitter things is like, how much did they pay you? Esports in air quotes. And it's like,
yeah.
Shut up. Like, who cares? Like there was one guy who was like, oh, this isn't an esport. And then someone was like, how many major TV channels like Disney, ABC, or ESPN is CSGO broadcasted on? And then he was like,
what is the Boston Major?
The Boston Major?
Yeah, this guy's like Boston Major. Boston Major, greater than Rocket League Championship Series Season 5, greater than greater than Overwatch League. The Boston, most undeserved win of these lot.
Boston Major is Counter-Strike.
No one cares about Counter-Strike. Absolutely no one cares.
I bet one person cares.
No, but like... No one cares. I tried to think of someone that cared and I couldn't.
Okay. And also...
I don't understand who these people... Overwatch League gets 100,000 viewers a weekend.
Yeah.
This is, and everyone's calling... I don't understand.
Here's why. Here's the thing. Originally, when Overwatch came out, it was kind of like a meme. It was like, lol, esports game. And it was like, there's no way this thing's going to take off. And then it was really successful in the first year. So now those people are salty about it. Or they still think it's bad because they don't play the game. Like, here's the thing. If I played CSGO, I'm sure I'd love the CSGO tournaments. I don't play CSGO, but more power to them. But there's a lot of people who are like, Overwatch League bad because I don't play, understand, or watch Overwatch League. And it's like, anyway, we should probably move on.
I'm speed sorry. Up, yeah. I was triggered.
Anyway, I'm really happy and surprised about the live event. Very happy.
Oh, there was the Uber Bren thing too, if you want to talk
about. Yeah, we're going to do that a little bit. But surprised, but very happy that we're esports game of the year. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe not the most successful of the year, but it was our first season and we did very well. So
that's what other. Yeah. I mean, I just don't understand these people that are like, Overwatch League wasn't successful.
It was successful, but it wasn't the most successful. Like, League of Legends Worlds had the most viewership that it's ever had. It was absolutely insane. But
well, this isn't League of Legends Worlds first season. That's fine.
That's what I'm saying.
We're saying the same.
We were in the first season. Why are you disagreeing with me? We were in our first season.
Not in the first season.
So another thing that happened was there was a little bit of a... you know what I mean?
Yep.
There's a bit of a thing that happened where Uber was nominated for... was it caster or was it personality?
Let me just watch this real quick. I believe it was like personality of the year. Broadcaster of the year.
Uber was nominated. Good for him. But when they showed the nomination video, they showed Bren with the name Uber. Mm-hmm. And may not seem like a big thing, but it kind of is. Because he's not Here's really being... That's like if it was like, Albert Einstein nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. Here he is. And it's Stephen Hawking rolls on stage.
Now, here's the thing about this. You Google Uber bad example, Overwatch. It was very bad, but you Google Uber Overwatch, and it's the second picture that pops up is him. And then you just look through all the Blizzard stuff and figure out.
What's the first picture? Is it Bren?
No, it's Uber Watch, which is something
that's stupid.
Uber and Overwatch did where... either Soldier 76, Tracer, D.Va, or D.Va will pick you up.
That sounds like the worst thing ever. Let's. Anyway, so Uber got
upset. Those were PAX East. Okay. That's why.
Uber got upset and tweeted saying, honestly, I don't think I deserve to win the award tonight, but I am very unhappy with how I was represented in the finalist rundown. However, more than anything, I am relieved that I didn't pay for flights and accommodations to go to an event where they were unable to tell me apart from my coworker. And then he talks about how him and his coworkers all work really, really hard and work their butts off to, like, grow esports as a whole, and it's kind of disheartening to not even be recognized properly, which I completely understand. Because imagine working really, really hard, and it's like, oh, dang, I got nominated for this award. That's awesome. And then they don't even show your picture. They show a different person.
And you're also a personality, too.
Yeah.
Like, you're in front of the camera for most of the games.
Yeah.
And they don't even put in enough research to get the right picture of you.
Maybe if it was, like, Environmental Artist of the Year, because we don't really know those people. But, like, He's literally in front of the camera all the time. Anyway. And literally...
Said, hey, it's Uber and Mr. X.
Guaranteed. The clip they took of Bren, guaranteed, like, 10 seconds before, Golden Boy or Puckett went, also, Bren, what do you think? And the person who took that clip didn't go, Bren doesn't mean Uber. They just went, yep, this is the one.
They were probably just looking through the Blizzard Press Center, and they're like, this guy's got brown hair.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, that's... Anyway, we should move on.
We should move
on. What's a better, what's a more fun topic than drug abuse, huh? And guess what's happening? It might be happening in the Overwatch League, baby. Earlier on, who said it? Taimu said on stream that more than 20 people are on Adderall in Overwatch League.
Yeah.
Then in a clip, which is in French, AKM and Unko were talking. And do you want to be AKM or Unko?
I'll be Unko.
Okay. So AKM said, reading from the chat, what do you think about the lack of control about Adderall use in Overwatch League? Is it a problem as big or as big for as for COD? And then, should I do a French accent?
Yep. Even if it's bad. There you go.
I hope that they go and do some controls at some point, because
that's not a French accent. Because, nope, it's really a busting of, nope,
my ball. My balls, for instance. There are a few little Overwatch players who became...
Okay, suddenly... I can't understand you. Just read it normal. We're going to read it normal.
I hope that they're going to do controls at some point, because it's really busting my balls. For instance, there are a few little Overwatch or Widow players who have became suddenly very, very good at Widow since they've been using it.
What were you saying?
Did you see that Taimu said on stream that more than 20 people are using Overwatch League?
Does he know? Or how does he know?
It's quite obvious, honestly. Some players suddenly became gods. Truthfully, Adderall helps a shit ton. When you need to concentrate, when you need to be 100% focused on doing your thing, I hope they're doing, or I hope they're going to implement tests for this shit. Actually, if you don't have a prescription, you should simply not have any. You should not be able to use this shit.
Personally, I have never needed it since I've always been a god. I love Unko. That's why I wanted to be Unko. So here, let me try to do that last line in a French accent.
Personally, I have never needed it since I've always been a god.
I'm gonna say that's a 6.
Out of 20?
20. Yep. So basically, Adderall is just what steroids is for most athletes.
Yeah, honestly.
In this circumstance.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. This is more of a tricky issue, because, like, steroids, it's like, don't use steroids. It's not fair. Right? I feel like with this, it's like, some people do genuinely, like, need Adderall to function.
I mean, yeah, and some people need steroids to recover.
Yeah.
But it's on a case-by-case basis. It's not, hey, everyone can have Adderall because a couple people need it.
Yeah. Because, like, when Taimu came out and was, like, guaranteed at least 20 people use Adderall, I'm like, only 20 people? Like, I was surprised that it was that little. Because, like, with the sleep schedule they have, with, like, the hours they have to work and practice and stay up and work on VODs and stuff like that, like, yeah. and how much they have to concentrate. Popping an Adderall before a game makes sense.
Yeah, it does. It's just not, I don't know, it's just not fair.
Yeah, it's not fair. Like AKM said, how, like, all of a sudden there were a lot of really good widows.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And, I mean, we're not going to call anyone out.
No.
But there's players that come to mind when you think all of a sudden some widows got really good. So. You know who you are. Seagull?
No. That's funny because after XQC? He retired, he, yeah, those are the best widows. Those are the best widows in the game.
Mickey?
But yeah. It's kind of a tough thing because, like, I don't know. They can't ban Adderall, but they can't just let anybody use it.
It doesn't have the same effect on people that actually need it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what are they going to get doctor's notes? I don't know.
I mean, at some point, you kind of
gotta
use doctors. You have to use a doctor every once
kinda
in a while.
Kind of have to use a doctor once in a while. All right. Anyway, that's a tricky situation. We'll see how that kind of like turns out.
Now, continuing the trend of there being absolute garbage happening within the community for the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
There's more. And it's completely probably completely unrelated from what happened before. So Toronto Esports.
Mm-hmm.
Their owner/co-founder has been really aggressive about people calling Toronto Esports Twitter account cringy. And it's basically because it seems like he's running it. So I'm going to read off a couple of these tweets.
Okay. But before you do, just real quick, we're going to have to make this a quickie dicky, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So Harsha was just like, Toronto Esports has been one or has to have the cringiest social media presence in all of Overwatch. Which then led to the social media guy for C9, Mateus, screenshotting DMs he got from Toronto Esports, where it says, "Who are you exactly? Like, what is your stake in this? You work for an OWL team? Overwatch League. Just curious why someone would be opposed to a Toronto show match. Feel free to email." Which is a little aggressive.
Like, who are you? That's a little aggressive.
Yeah. And then he clarifies down here, their CEO/manager/president is the person who takes care of the social media. It's embarrassing. So to put that in perspective, their CEO, manager, and president has a bunch of shit to do. But then he also decides that he's going to do their Twitter on top of that.
Bad idea.
While also having his own Twitter.
Bad idea. Get it, boy. So
then he says, this is the CEO, manager, president guy.
Yeah.
You still haven't DM'd me back or told me who exactly or who you actually are. You're the real embarrassment.
Yikes.
Gonna say that's aggressive.
It's a little aggressive.
And then Mateus got another DM from the guy's actual account that says, hey, so who are you? What's your stake in Overwatch League? Kind of repeating himself again.
Yeah.
Okay, good talk, because Mateus didn't answer him. A word of advice, next time you try to smear a team, take a look at their track record. Okay, coward, see ya. Then he sends back a question mark, and then he says, this is the manager president guy. Oh, hi, I'm Ryan. Nice to meet you. What's your name? And then 2 hours go by, question mark. And then a couple minutes go by. Okay, yeah. As I said, first time, good talk. And then 6 hours go by, and he just tweets coward. Or messages coward back at him. So then this shit like this goes on for a while. He attacked Zachary a little bit because Zachary responded to Harsh's tweet just saying so true. And then he said, hey, good playing against UK, by the way. Little dig.
Little aggressive.
Little aggressive. And then Toronto Esports also replied to the president or prime minister. I don't know what they call it in France.
I think it's prime minister, but I'm not sure.
Tweet. Which, it says president here.
Well, then it's president, maybe.
Which says, patriot. It's just basically a political tweet about patriotism and nationalism.
Yeah.
And then they replied with five clapping hands.
Toronto Esports did?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And then it's just like, why? Who needs that? Do that from your own Twitter account.
Yeah. Or also don't do it from your own Twitter account. Just don't get political when you're trying to grow a brand.
Yeah, it's just rough. So then he keeps attacking people. And then we get this little nugget from his Discord server, or the Toronto Esports Discord server, that says, I have an MD degree, one of the most respected of all professions, extremely well known for professionalism.
Real quick. Just from what you've read so far, this guy should not be the owner or president or CEO of a business. If you go into your like brand's Discord server and say, I have one of the smartest paper boys around.
He also says, I also graduated from one of the most reputable medical schools in the world, University of Toronto. So I have some authority, yes.
Why is he making Canada look bad?
So, first of all, you just said you were too good for this.
Yep.
So why are you still involved?
Yep.
Second of all, there's a couple of tweets that come out today.
Huck?
Huck and Toronto Esports. I'm going to read the Toronto Esports first.
Oh, well, it's out of order, but okay.
I'm sorry. We have been informed by Blizzard that we will be forced to remove Toronto from our brand in only 6 weeks, mid-contender season 3. The reason cited, Toronto Defiant have purchased exclusive naming rights. We will be leaving Overwatch effective immediately. Good riddance. So at no point in here did they thank anyone that worked on the team.
Nope.
Or say anything positive.
Nope. Didn't say it was a fun time. Very much just said, I never wanted to do this anyway.
Yeah. So.
And here's.
That leaves you.
Here's the thing. Why couldn't you just. Like, you're called Toronto Esports Club. You can keep that brand. You just can't have the Contenders team named that. So just name them, like, something else. I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't really make a lot of sense. Like, I don't know why they're so
I know Jane angry. Jane tweeted saying, how in the world does one of the most successful like Overwatch like brands, because Toronto Esports has been around for a while, go from being one of the most prominent like Overwatch brands to not existing within like 3 weeks?
Yeah. So this leads me to believe that he's kind of lying about that. About that they only had like 6 weeks to do that. I'm sure that they could have seen it coming.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there were some meetings.
Here, one sec. Tim just texted me asking if he can come into my house.
Are we going to have a special guest? Anyway, this is the last tweet of the bunch.
Okay.
Huck said, I do not have the ability at the moment to address the recent or current decisions or current decision out of Toronto Esports. We are not a part of that decision at all. Huck being the coach of the Boston Uprising, Toronto being the academy team. That being said, we retain ownership of all the player and staff contracts and ownership over the contender slot. We will continue to compete as a team, but obviously under a new brand. That is all that I can say for the moment, but we'll provide further details at a later date. a good response to this situation.
Yeah. And the thing is, I don't know if anybody was asking for him to respond specifically, but it's good that he just did. Yeah.
So final thoughts on this situation. Why, what, how, who is this guy? Please get him out.
That was quick. That was fast. What happened? What?
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. Here's the thing. To quote the Toronto Esports CEO, owner, Twitter aficionado.
President.
To quote him, except this time directed at him, good riddance.
I know.
Like, he did not... Honestly, he seems very unstable and he shouldn't be owning a business if you're asking me. Someone with no business
or be
experience.
A doctor. I don't know why he's a doctor.
Yeah.
I guess he doesn't have a doctorate, but...
Anyway, just weird situations.
Yikes. Anyway.
Silver lining. We don't have to worry about Toronto Esports and Toronto Defiant being two different things that aren't related to each other.
Yeah. And Boston gets their own academy, so maybe it'll make a little more sense than having a Toronto team.
So yeah, good riddance. I guess. And thus is the end of our show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for stopping by. Thanks for spending your time with us. Hope you enjoyed your time with us. Mm-hmm. Be sure to check. You go. Whatever, man.
If you'd like to have more time with us, you can talk to us on Instagram, on Twitter, at the Broverwatch, or on the website, www.thebroverwatch.com.
Oh, if you didn't stutter, maybe www.thebroverwatch.com.
www.thebroverwatch.com.
And be sure to follow me on Twitter at I'm a Dumb Cook and Calder on Twitter at Amos underscore Calder.
Good night.
Good night, everybody. Thank you for having a good time. I don't know if it's nighttime where you are, but thank you for joining us. We'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
I was born in the dog.
Bye. Trying to fade this out properly.